Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Table Manners. I'm Jessie Ware and I'm here in a parking lot with Lenny in Malibu on a very overcast day.
That's not stopping me looking cool.
It's not stopping us doing an episode either.
No.
We've decided to not cook this episode. And you enjoyed the last episode where it was just Lenny and I so much that we thought we'd give you another one. So we have a Californian day lined up.
Yeah. We woke up.
We woke up.
The sound of waves.
Dolphins
and whales all on the beach. A few herons flying over.
Sure, no big deal.
No,
it is an overcast day, and one of my happy places is Malibu Country Mart. It is very peaceful.
Yep.
Shopping centre where you can get
everything.
The most delicious pizza at Prince Street Pizza.
Yeah.
Where they do have a picture of Benny Blanco and Little Dicky eating. I've been here before. You haven't tried the famous, they call it the world famous. Can I get on this bloody bench?
Hold on. I've got very tight jeans.
But why have you got okay, right. So, I've been here before. Everyone tells you if you're in Malibu, you've got to go and have the Broad Street oyster lobster roll. So not
Does
only...
Does anybody ever eat oysters here?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay.
But you don't.
No.
So, we're here in their parking lot. They've got loads of different places.
Yeah.
And we've ordered a lot of the menu.
Yeah.
We've gone for caviar as a snack because, sure, why not? It's on the company card.
How much did I just spend?
Don't worry. We've gone for a warm lobster roll and a chilled lobster roll so we can have an opinion on both.
Okay.
We got tacos.
Tacos.
Baja tacos.
Baja.
Wished you got the shrimp instead of the fish, but whatever. And and we've got Topo Chico sparkling water.
Topo Chico.
Now, what are we doing after this, Mum?
A wine tasting.
Did we go for the three wines or the seven?
I said go for the three. You said go for the seven.
I say let's omakase that shit.
What's omakase?
Well, you just keep on having the food.
How will we know when ours is...
They're going to shout Lenny. What have we been up to whilst we've been here, Mum?
Well, I stayed with number one.
Hannah.
For the first 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
Went to South Street Seafood.
Mm.
Very nice.
Where's that?
I don't know, near where they live, near Eagle Rock. I also went to Houston's
in Pasadena.
In Pasadena, which is delicious.
We also went to Pie and Burger in
Pasadena. We've got photos of that.
I think I went past the Father of the Bride house. I went to Huntington Gardens, which was heaven. But yeah. Pie and Burger was like this institution.
Yeah, it was a highlight.
It was lovely.
It?
The chocolate malt milkshake, fab.
Yeah.
I've been to Jit Larder, which is Anthony Bourdain's favourite Thai place in LA. It was delicious.
Jessie, when you hear a helicopter, do you think it's someone famous, or is it just the sheriff?
I don't know.
Sam said it's always the sheriff. It's got a star on the side, and it says sheriff.
Anyway, where have I been eating? Jit Larder. Where else? We went to John and Vinny's. Shout out to Brianna for getting us a table because it was delicious.
Okay.
I
went to Speranza, which I love.
Where's that?
Speranza is in Silver Lake. And it's a really lovely... It looks like a garage from outside.
I guess this episode should be helpful to people. Anybody that's coming... if anybody's coming to Los Angeles,
yeah,
we'll do a little footnote or whatever. We'll do some notes and tell
what you should eat.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Well, Speranza was great for, it's great for pasta, but also great lamb chops. So, oh, yeah.
Order
Lenny.
Ready for, ready.
Lenny. Thank you.
Order.
Lenny. Yeah. Lenny.
Right, we're going to do a potato chip with a bit of caviar.
And sour cream. Well, I think the sour cream probably goes on first.
This looks pretty good. Do you like caviar, Lenny?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, right.
Any good? Jessie, all the stuff is blowing away now.
Mmm. Yeah.
Mmm.
That is delicious. I like that a lot. Are you up for your next thing, Mum? Mm. Now you're eating the lobster roll. What do you think? Nice?
Delicious.
Next up.
What else did we get?
We got...
tacos.
We got salad.
Yeah. Oh, lovely.
Oh, that does look good.
Mmm. This is divine. A really good Caesar salad.
Do you want to try the chilled lobster roll with mayo? This is very delicious. This fish taco.
I told you. Oh, and it's all around my face. Does he give me napkins, darling? It's everywhere. Shit. Look. Ollie. You could have warned me, Jess.
How is that my fault? Every time.
I need a bib.
You do. Oh my God. So we've had our mains here.
It's all down my throat.
Yeah, no, as per. Would you return for the world famous lobster roll?
I wouldn't rush, but I did think it was delicious.
Would you return if he was on the till?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jessie, I've discovered...
what?
...that you have lots of quite handsome middle-aged waiters, and I think they're really actors.
I think he'll be really offended if you call him middle-aged.
How old do you think he is?
He's older
than you.
Is middle-aged...
You're going to be middle-aged soon.
Fuck off, am I?
Yeah.
Am I?
Well, you're not in your 20s. It's not young, is it? 40
is middle-aged.
40?
Shit! Oh, yeah, very. Okay, so we're going to go now... for some pud.
Is this before the wine?
This is before
line,
the wine.
Line our stomachs.
Yes. So, we're going to go and try, apparently, the Rolls-Royce of chocolates. This Diana Kron lady that's in the Malibu Country Mart, because, honestly, this is like heaven here. But I just saw Sun Life Organics, which I really like, because when I'm neurotic and on tour... I'm usually in there for an Elixir shot or wellness shot. So I decided before we go wine tasting, we'd detoxify. This could really work in the reverse, I don't know. But I got Lenny and I an aloe and chlorophyll shot to see how that helps hydrate and help us after a day in the sun yesterday and about a day of drinking, actually 2 weeks of drinking. So let's see how Lenny fares with an aloe and chlorophyll shot from Sun Life Organic. We are, Lenny's just joined us after about 20 minutes.
Thank God we're not going to the organics.
Mum, I've got you a shot.
Of what?
Of chlorophyll.
I don't want
an aloe. It's supposed to hydrate, detoxify before we go for wine tasting, bottoms up, when in Rome.
I'm definitely not drinking that. I actual vomit. Ooh.
No, you got to now.
It's
join
like
me.
I'm not doing it.
Join me.
No. It's like ink.
That was disgusting.
I'm not doing it.
I'm not going to have a hangover tomorrow.
No,
I bought it.
Why?
Well, I bought it for us. Please just have it.
No, I'm
come
not
on, it's gone now.
I'm not doing it. I knew that when, as soon as I saw it, that's not for me.
You're a bad sport.
I don't care. 72, I can be a bad sport. I know what I like.
Would you like a chocolate instead?
Yeah. Darling, I can't drink that. How much was it?
Enough for you to bloody drink it.
How's your chakras now, darling? Go and rub a bit of... Oh, look, that looks nice. What are they having?
Nice coffee.
Yeah. Come, let's go and have a chocolate. You would drink that.
She is insubordinate. We are in the Rolls-Royce of chocolate in Malibu. Ronald Reagan's written notes saying he loves it. Hello. If we were going to try your favourite... Okay, what is it?
It's the truffles, very famous truffles.
Uh-huh.
Jackie's Kennedy's favourite.
Well, if it's good enough for Jackie, it's good enough for me.
Where is Jackie Kennedy born?
See?
I don't know.
It's the
Malibu?
No.
Where? Is that where you're from? Okay.
That was a clue. We should have
said, where are you from?
Yes.
Is that why you're here?
No.
Those are gorgeous.
I know, right?
Are they boozy?
Yeah. They are.
What's in them?
Rum.
Mm-mm.
Oh, they are good.
Yeah.
Have you had one?
Yes, I have.
Mmm. Mmm. If you're looking for more boozy, we have scotch, tequila.
No. So saw Lenny coming.
Did you see that in
I
my
can
face?
Tell. I can tell.
She could tell.
I can tell you need a pick-me-up.
That is delicious, and I believe we should probably buy them. So we're going to have a pack
okay.
of those for my husband.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That's my favourite.
What is
chocolate
it?
Ginger.
Yeah. Right, we'll get some of them.
Yeah.
Some chocolate gingers.
Darling, what's a dark lucky?
It's dark chocolate. 72% pure dark chocolate.
Yeah.
Maybe I should buy them for Hannah.
Okay, right. We're going to get the dark luckies.
Okay.
Because it's good for you, isn't
it? Honestly, if you want really good for your chocolate,
yeah.
See the
cake. No, I hate the good for
no,
90%.
That's too good for me. I just had the aloe and chlorophyll. Thank you, but no, thank you. Great. I think that's it. Thank you. We're now at Cornell. What do you call this place?
Cornell Wine Co.
And we're here with the owner, Matt.
Yeah, Matt Morris.
Matt Morris. And your wife?
Natalie Fortunel.
You own this place. You've been owning it
we
for
do.
The last, what?
A year now.
So I came here. I was telling you, I came here to the old place, which is next door. We're like in the hills of, mm-hmm. I don't know.
I'd say the hills of Malibu. Santa Monica Mountains.
Okay. So Santa Monica Mountains. It's a little nippy. There's some peacocks on a roof. Did you inherit the peacocks?
They're not ours. They're wild.
Wild
actually,
peacocks?
Yeah. Well, they the park across the street, it's run by the National Park Service. It's called Peter Strauss Park.
Yeah.
But originally it was an amusement park.
Oh.
And they had rides and a massive swimming pool, and they had a big aviary. And it closed in the 60s, and they just let all the birds out. And the
and
peacocks have just been around.
So how many peacocks to peahens?
How many peacocks to peahens? I would probably say 60% peahens. Yeah.
Oh, really?
There's more girls.
And
out.
Who's noisy?
The boys are the noisy
the
ones.
The boys
yeah.
are the noisy yeah. ones. And it's mating season.
It is the beginning of mating season, so they're very loud.
So,
very
yeah.
Does this go on all night?
Oh, no.
There you are.
That was on cue.
On cue.
At a certain point, they'll slow down a little bit, but.
They're
yeah,
like banshees, aren't
they? Are. Yeah. They also, if you have a black car and it's too clean, if they see the reflection, they might go after it and start scratching it.
They're not very bright.
They're like chickens. Yeah.
And we're also on the side of a road, so you may hear trucks
as
well.
A highway.
But it is the most charming little spot. And I remembered coming into the wine shop. You've done loads to it, you and your wife. Like it kind of feels like it's a bit kind of more. It's got a bit of everything in it.
Yeah, we. We've always kind of sold fun crafts from locals. We've found some new things. We've added some snacks.
Love
just
a snack.
Done some, yeah,
in
renovations.
Fact, could we have a snack
we'll
with
bring
this?
Some snacks, yeah.
So we're going to do, how many wines are we tasting today?
We're going to taste 5 different wines today.
Okay,
yeah.
And Lenny spoke to you about our palate
yes.
before I was here. So
okay,
don't
she's
let
going
her
to
speak
renew it.
For me.
Okay.
So you tell us what you like.
Well,
yes.
I like Chardonnay.
Okay.
I'm quite anti Pinot Noir, but however, Mum told you that we like the bread and butter wine, which apparently you.
I used to work for a distributor that sold that. Yeah,
okay.
So I'm familiar with it.
But I like quite big reds, but
great.
I also just want you to lead
the
way.
I've got some fun stuff. We're going to do some wines from here in Malibu and a couple from Santa Barbara.
So is it a good spot to make wines, Malibu, then?
It is and it isn't.
Okay.
It is really difficult. First of all, real estate's very expensive here. So
yeah,
to buy
no shit,
land,
yeah.
You gotta have a lot of money. There's a lot of things that will kill your grapes. There's a lot of regulation here against winemaking. For example, there's about 40 to 50 vineyards in Malibu Coast, which is our designated wine region. None of them make wine here. They all take it outside of LA, actually, to make it.
So are you a winery or a vineyard?
We're neither, actually. We're just a tasting room.
Okay.
When we first opened, it was with the intent to feature some of these really small producers, which we still do. We've kind of expanded our selection a little bit. But yeah, we're one of the few places where you can come and taste wines from Malibu.
So you and, it's Natalie.
Yeah.
You and Natalie, were you both into wine before? Was it?
Mostly me. She is French, so she just by nature is into wine.
Yeah.
But I'm a certified sommelier. I've been in the wine industry for a while.
Right.
So that's kind of how I got my interest in this. And also I grew up in this area. I grew up around the corner. And Natalie and I now live down the street at Malibu Lake.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah. How lovely.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we starting with, Matt?
We're starting with Stringer Ranch Roussan. Stringer Ranch is a new producer out of Malibu. They're actually friends of mine. Roussan is a Rhone varietal. It is a dry white that has a little more body to it. So it is similar to Chardonnay. It's kind of got that creamy texture without being too oaky and buttery. And,
all right, come on, hit me. Cheers.
I'll have some.
Oh, yeah. Is that like the perks of the job, Matt?
That is the perks
of the job. I went on a wine tasting course, which I have to tell you, I won.
Oh, what? Because really?
You dropped the most?
I think it's a tribute to my notes.
So what are you going to tell us what to do? Hang on.
Smell first.
Well, hang on. Yeah. Should we let Matt tell us what to do?
He's going to ask you what you can smell.
The first thing you should do is look at the wine. You want to.
Okay.
It's quite viscous.
I'm looking.
Yeah. Oh, it's got a little more of a texture.
Yeah. Showing off.
Smell it?
I think it's pineapple-y.
Yeah, there's definitely a little bit of pineapple on the nose, a little bit of tropical fruit.
It's tropical-y, yeah.
And then on the palate, I get a little more citrus.
Yeah, am I allowed to taste it yet?
Oh, please do, yeah.
And what did you do? You did a...
I can't even help it at this point. I kind of slurp my wine to get it to touch all the different parts of your tongue.
It's nice, but it's really hard. Oh, that's delicious.
Yeah, really, really great stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I like that. Actually,
that's gorgeous.
Do you drink every glass going like that? Can you not help yourself? Like when you're out with your wine?
I do it with water. Yeah, I can't help it sometimes.
What does your wife say about that?
She is very annoyed by it, yeah. She's probably a little bit more used to it now.
Wait till the baby starts copying you.
I know. She already does.
So what kind of grape?
What is it?
The grape is Roussan.
Roussan.
I don't know Roussan well.
Yeah, it's from the Rhone originally. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. And, I don't know that much about
double N-O.
Thank you, Lenny.
It's it's really a lovely kind of alternative to Chardonnay, where it's got that bigger texture. But it doesn't necessarily have that kind of oaky, creamy flavor to it.
And it's not a Sauvignon Blanc. Thank God.
How much is that going to cost?
That I believe is $35.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever go to Trader Joe's for wine?
All the time.
It's so good for
it's
wine.
It's exceptional value. I tell people all the time.
Yeah. I know that you have your own wine tasting shop.
Yeah.
What would be your Trader Joe's go-to?
I'm blanking on them. There's a really lovely rosé with a hen on it.
Okay, fine. That's all you need to say.
It's like $6.99 or something like that. It's really good. There's also a Vino Verde I like from there. I'm blanking on the name. But they get really good quality wines for good prices.
I like this a lot.
Yeah, I'm glad you like
too.
It. All of our stuff is small, label.
It's delicious.
Family owned. Yeah. And
I'm going to hydrate now, Mom. Well, let's hydrate.
I said this family that makes this wine, they have a one-year-old daughter who's friends with my one-year-old daughter.
So perfect.
Fun Malibu wine families.
I love that.
It's very yellow.
Yes, the color is definitely kind of that almost gold, yellow, dark. It's really fun.
I like that one. What are we going to have next?
Jessica.
I think we're going to do a rosé next. It's a really fun new rosé from Cavaletti Vineyards.
Okay.
So I'm going to go grab that.
See, I'm not that fussed about rosé, but I'm willing to be.
Okay.
I love rosé.
Mum loves it.
It's interesting how quickly it kind of became so popular in this country. For a very long time, it had a really negative distinction. People thought it was sweet all the time.
Uh-huh.
It had to do with a long history. It started in the 70s of pink wines in the United States being sweet.
Uh-huh.
Slowly but surely, we got some other stuff in here, and now it's a huge phenomenon. We probably sell in the summer more rosé than anything else.
See, Jesse.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm excited to try.
This is a really fun one. It's a unique one. It's made out of Sangiovese, which is the grape used in Chianti.
Oh, yeah.
We had a really weird year last year where we had like a hurricane. We had all these crazy storms.
I don't know
if you remember hearing about it. So,
yes, floods.
Yeah, it's a really interesting expression of rosé. I'm going to go grab it, and I'll be
right back. What's the color pink?
Rosé is made out of red wine grapes.
Yeah.
The difference between red wine and rosé is the amount of skin contact it has.
Okay.
So after a certain amount of time, they'll bleed all the juice. When it's fermenting, they'll leave the skins on, they'll bleed all the juice off, throw out the skins, and finish fermenting the juice. Whereas red wine, you leave the skins on, you mix them in, you punch it down, you get that skin to give the juice more color and texture. Actually, that's where, in red wine, all the color comes from the skin. So if you didn't have the skins, it would be a white wine.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got it. I'll be right back with rosé.
Brilliant. Thanks, Matt.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so this is Cavaletti Vineyards from...
Let me see, we should take pictures of the label.
It's Ventura County, which is close by. It's made by Patrick Kelly, who is another local LA winemaker of known for a little while now. Like I said, this, he's growing Sangiovese, which is the grape used for Chianti.
Mm-hmm.
Weird year. Didn't get ripe enough to really make a good full red wine. And so he made it into rosé.
Oh.
It's really lovely. The alcohol level is a little low. It's like 11.5. It's dry.
Alcohol level's a little low, don't
it? Yeah. Great, because we're doing wine tasting and I'm going up to dinner.
So this was just making, lemonade out of lemons, basically.
Which happens.
Making rosé out of...
That happens a lot out here, I find. We've had a lot of instances that have been difficult for winemakers, a lot of fires, droughts. Another thing I've seen a lot of producers do now is starting to make co-ferments. So it'll be not only wine, but they'll mix it or blend it with cider. And it's kind of this fun, light... juicy thing that a lot of producers are making now.
What would you call that?
I call them co-ferments.
Co-ferments.
They drink
like,
a little bit more like a cider.
Not like a sign or a wider.
I like that. I like wider.
Wider?
yeah, wider.
Okay.
It's not as dry. It's nice.
Ooh.
It's smooth.
Yeah, it's smooth. It's got a little more texture than a lot of other rosés. It's unique. Kind of get this candied, cotton candy thing on there.
It is. It's very nice.
Yeah. It's not necessarily sweet, but I do kind of a little candied flavor.
Yeah, it's not sharp dry.
I'm not getting the cotton candy, but I definitely could drink the whole glass.
Yeah. It's easy to drink.
It's really nice. Yeah. Because it doesn't really taste like maybe the rosé.
It does, darling. You just don't drink a lot of rosé.
No.
This is lovely.
I'm glad you like it.
I like
well,
that.
It's very drinkable.
Realize I forgot
you
to bring the spit bucket. Is that okay?
What?
Oh,
the
do we
spit
need...
bucket? No, you don't need to do it.
No, I don't want to spit. Forget, do you want to spit, Mom?
No, I do not.
Or some people pour it out if they don't like it.
No.
Yeah, okay. So the next wine, I'm thinking about bringing out... Well, do you guys drink orange wine at all? You hate it?
I had, actually...
Yes.
We had a barbecue yesterday, and my friend brought one from Whole Foods that she bought only because the label looked quite cute.
Yeah, they usually do.
And it said, I love you, or something like that.
Love you bunches, probably.
I don't know, but it was
I love you
it
bunches,
was really,
rosé.
I liked that one.
Okay.
And I don't...
It was,
like,
it
you
was
just
rosé.
Rolled your eyes.
No,
you
no,
raised
no,
your
no.
Eyes
it's
and
just,
went,
no,
oh,
I know
basic
what you're
going to
like. That's not true.
I love you bunches.
It's
it
from
nice.
A great producer, Stoltman Vineyards. It's a wonderful producer,
okay.
Family-owned, small.
But it was a rosé.
What would you call
orange?
That? It was skin contact.
Then it was probably orange.
And they make
a rosé also.
I kind of went, when she brought it, I was like, I winced, and she went, I'm not sure, and I went, oh, God. And I tried it, and I thought, this is actually really delicious.
I'm going to bring one that I haven't had that in a little while, but I think is similar.
Okay.
And I think it's a cuter label.
Okay,
so
well,
I'll
we love
right
a label.
Yeah.
So thanks, Matt.
I'll
cheers.
Be right back with
all right, thank you.
Lenny, I'm enjoying myself, I can tell you.
Are you?
Yeah.
Do you feel like, we should incorporate this aspect into every season?
Yeah. In a different country.
Okay.
We'll do Italy next year.
We haven't
year.
Got the budget for
France,
that.
France,
Lenny.
Greece. There's a carver
Lenny's
there.
Really looking for that Netflix series about tasting wines.
Everyone does food, but I think wine might be
do
our
you?
Strong point,
do you?
Darling.
Yeah.
Well, drink Lenny.
Drink.
Eat Phil. Is it
somebody
Phil?
Feed Phil?
Someone.
Eat
someone,
Phil.
Someone
drink.
Someone. Someone.
Oh yeah, I think they're going to run.
Someone give wine to Lenny.
Natalie's going to join us on this.
Hi,
one.
Natalie.
Hi. She's going to jump in. She's going to go get the baby.
Where's the baby? The
baby's with Grandma
right
now. Okay.
We're very lucky.
Hey, hi. Nice hi. To meet you. Hi. Right. Let's see the label then.
Oh
is it cute?
Orango Tango.
Orango Tango, yeah.
This
okay.
This is from Joe Renata in Paso. They focus on skin contact
Where's
wines.
Paso, darling?
Paso Robles is just north of Santa Barbara. So
what
central
do you mean by
California.
Skin contact?
Skin contact is white wine with the skins on it. Remember I was talking about how red wine
it's
is...
It's not that you touch it or anything.
No.
I always wondered what it meant.
How we were talking about rosé and red wine before, the color comes from the skins. Mm. White wine, you don't use the skins traditionally, I know.
Such a
he heard me talking,
one.
Keeps trying to interrupt
he honestly
me.
Tries to interrupt every
time.
Now, skin contact isn't my strong point.
White. go on then.
This is perfect. White wine.
Okay.
And they leave the skins on.
It smells a bit strong. I mean, I'm so bad at this. It smells stronger.
So what's the alcohol content?
Is it more acidic?
Good question. I
feel a bit tiddly.
If I... Actually, honestly, I have not had this vintage, the 23
that
yet.
Packs a punch.
It is
12.5. I like that. I like that.
Orange wine, yeah.
Are you big into orange wine, Natalie?
Not usually.
No.
This one I
That's
like,
why
though.
I brought
yeah.
her out.
It's kind of... It's got a blossomy taste.
Oh,
yeah.
Lenny.
Yeah.
She's really...
But it's got a
that.
Bite
yeah.
as
it's kind
well.
Kind of white flower.
Yeah, it's like a flowery
like a
blossomy.
Sting.
But I'm. It's got a bit of an aftertaste.
Well, I will say, this is a little more acidic than I remember.
Oh,
yeah.
Some of them have a little kind of a creamier feel to
Are
it
you
or a little softer.
Matt?
Not disappointed. But the Love You Bunches, I think, is a little bit softer.
I think it's a bit
acidic.
Softer, but I'm not mad at this.
I could. I actually, orange wine, I'm not the biggest fan of, but I think certain food pairings are really wonderful.
Yeah,
fish tacos
see, yeah.
with orange wine is the best.
We just
pairing,
have fish
yeah.
tacos.
We just have fish
have
tacos.
Yeah.
Malibu.
Next time. Yeah.
Fish
tacos. There's a lot of fish
it,
tacos
darling?
Out here. Yeah.
Yeah.
All over California.
Yeah. I like the blossomy taste.
I actually really like that, and I usually am like, because
yeah,
it tastes like
of,
cider,
yeah,
or like,
that doesn't taste like cider.
No, this is really well done.
No, I think
and
that's
I really
quite
like
good.
The logo's really cute.
It is one of the cutest bottles.
Yeah, and I do judge a wine bottle by its cover. I'm sorry, I do it.
Yeah.
And
everyone does.
Yeah.
But you think that looks just trendy, I think. What's the picture on the front, darling?
It's an orangutan.
Oh, a Rango Tango.
A party.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
You know, got it. As you do. Like you, Lenny, in a minute, when you finish that class. I like this.
You know, it's fun.
I do.
I do think...
I didn't at first, and now I like it more.
I think it's really big, especially out here in California, orange wine. I think it'll kind of recede. Its popularity will kind of fall back a little bit, but it'll always kind of be there.
I don't know why I've asked for Pinot Noir, because actually I've never liked Pinot Noir, probably because it always looks like this, light.
Light, yeah. I would say this one is maybe a little more extracted. Pinot Noir, as a grape, has thin skins, so it's not super heavy. It never is, but some people will leave the skins on and punch them down, which this one does.
This is gorgeous.
Glad you like it. So actually, as I said, it's Bruno D'Alfonso, Chris Curran. Chris Curran is kind of the rock star of the two.
Okay.
She got, I think, like a 100-point score from Wine Enthusiast. I think she was the first woman to get that. She started Sea Smoke, which has this huge cult following. It's very expensive. It's highly allocated, so it's hard to find. So she's like a rock star winemaker. Uh-huh. And they're just really fun and cool, and they make great wines. This one's 35 also.
This is delicious.
Yeah.
See, this isn't my bag.
It might not be my bag, but I think it's delicious to eat with food.
I agree.
It isn't a wine you'd sit and drink on your own with.
What would you pair this with?
So I oftentimes think about the food that's served at the restaurant next door.
Yeah. The old place.
The old place. I would say a BLT, something with that kind of like bacon savory flavor and like... some
light.
Kind of aioli.
Not a big kind
of... Yeah, not like a steak.
Not a cordon bleu meal.
No, no.
But I would pair this with food rather than have it on my...
I think you want to do fish with a red salmon,
it's
really nicely with this.
Can I tell you, you're fabulous.
Oh.
Everything we've had has been delicious.
Thank you so much.
I
drink a lot.
I couldn't say anything was horrible.
I drink a lot, so
yeah.
I have a lot of practice. This next one's really fun. I'm really... big fan of them. I'll just go get it.
Okay,
I'll be
go
right
get
back.
It.
Yeah.
I'm feeling quite drunk, and I'm waiting for the snacks. I
could have to stop for a burger.
I'm feeling quite drunk, and I'm scared about those roads. Oh God.
No, we're going back on the highway thing.
It's all kind of sitting in my diaphragm.
Because we've drunk it quite quickly.
Oh my God.
It was a bad move to travel that way.
Oh, yeah, they. I'm ready for bed.
God, don't drink.
I think I drank too quickly, Matt. Feel absolutely
drunk.
Right. What's next?
Okay, so this is a very small producer, Bodega Gomez. This is their Syrah. It's a 2012.
Oh, vintage.
It is vintage. It is. It's definitely got some age to it. The wine, the red wines from Malibu with some age, if you see an older bottle, it usually means the winemaker cares a little bit more about it. One issue we have in Malibu is our red wines tend to be very acidic when they're young. We have a big diurnal shift, hot days, really cold nights. It helps develop a lot of acidity in our wines. So when they're young, they're just super tart. And so the way to resolve that is to let it sit and age in the bottle. And so this might seem like a special vintage. This is 1 year old. I think their current release is 2013.
Mm-hmm.
So they wait over 10 years before they release the bottle to the public to kind of mellow out the acidity. And
okay. So then how much does that cost?
I think every single thing I've brought you has been $35.
Oh,
that one might be $36.
That's, you know, an approachable bottle.
You know, especially the Malibu producers, no one's making a ton of money off of it. It's all passion projects. And for these guys in particular, it's more about making good wine than a lot of wine and making money off of it. Sadly, they lost their vineyard in 2017 during the Woolsey fire
here. So there's no more of
this? There is no more. I mean, it's 2012, so we have five more vintages till they run out.
That's so
sad. But remember,
what
are they
doing now?
They can't really do much. The pH of their soil has changed significantly, so they really don't have the ability to grow grapes. And then, like I mentioned earlier, there's a lot of restrictions on winemakers in Malibu. There's a law against expanding your own vineyard, even on your own property, so they can't go to a different part of the property and try to plant there. So they're just kind of working with what they got and selling out the rest, and that'll be it, which is unfortunate. But luckily, they do let their stuff age, so we have some stuff to
sell.
That's
like having like a terminal illness.
Well, that's another thing about Malibu. You know, there's fires, there's droughts, there's all sorts of things.
I know I'm going to like this. I just know.
It's darker. I know. You can see it's a little more extracted.
Yeah, I'm in.
A little more oak.
Mm-hmm.
Quite cloudy.
It's also unfiltered, unfined, which makes it vegan. A lot of people filter their wines using egg whites. It's an old process. You put an egg white.
We heard it was fish bones.
I've heard, yeah, it's mostly egg whites, I'd say, the biggest percentage of wine.
Matt, thanks so much for hosting
us. Oh, yeah.
Fabulous.
I'm
this
drunk,
has been a lot of fun.
And it's been really delicious.
I did a good job.
Apart from no snacks coming out.
Yeah, that,
I think
well,
it
we
was
can
a
grab some snacks
first
now.
Class experience, but now
sorry.
I'm terrified
you're
about the
out.
Journey. I'm going home. I'm going out, and I actually feel like I'm going to fall
Where
asleep.
Are you
going to
go?
I'm going to Felix in
okay.
Venice.
Yeah, I love it out there. Yeah,
okay, good.
Good.
Fine. That was so great. I need to drink some.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you so much. This was
great. I'm so drunk. Why am I so drunk?
Because it's in the afternoon, Jesse. It's 5 o'clock. We're not going to get back.
Thank you to Matt and Natalie at the Cornell Wine Tasting
and delicious
rooms.
Wine.
We've had a lovely, lovely time. And I need some cheese. I hope you've enjoyed this special. Mum, what should we call it?
Don't spill food down your front.
No. Should we call it a guide to Malibu?
A guide to Malibu.
Table Manners Guide to Malibu.
Or not.
No, I mean, it's like the miniest guide.
Yeah,
we haven't
it's
done
not a guide to Malibu.
Okay,
We've not
no,
been to Malibu,
it's just
darling.
Lenny and Jesse having
a good time.
Jolly.
A good time in Malibu.
Good times, yeah, yeah.
Good
Cheers, Mum. L'chaim.
L'chaim.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.